Happy Easter to you all. My sisters and brothers, we gather not just because it's a great day to be out and about with the sun out and the wind and chocolate everywhere, but we gather because we believe there's something important, something deep going on that our faith is grounded on. It is the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. Now, if I were to ask you for a show of hands, how many of you, after dying, could bring yourself back to life? At the last Mass, somebody actually raised her hand. She never came up to me afterwards to introduce herself to me, so I don't know. But in any case, none of us can do that. This is the ultimate grounding place. It's the ultimate stop. Everyone, rich or poor, old or young, everyone eventually has to meet death. And so when we look at the resurrection today, we look and we see this is where the core of everything has changed. Jesus Christ is risen today. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, by rising from the dead, has done something not just for him. Well, it's nice, okay, he broke the power of death for himself and he rose up after being crucified. No, it's more than that. By the fact that he was risen, he broke death's power. So that now death no longer has grasp on us. As St. Paul says, O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? Everything has changed. Because it's not like, you know, Jesus was in the tomb and somebody brought an AED and said, oh, let's shock him back to life. It's not just a resuscitation back to the same old life he had before. No, this is newness of life. This is life where he is already glorified. And the life that we also shall have, glorified in Christ. The whole world changed on that Easter morning 2,000 years ago. The whole world changed. Now we no longer need to fear sin and death. We can imagine it, if you will, that in front of the tomb where Jesus was laying, they rolled this massive rock, if for nothing else, to keep the animals out and the stench in. And so as Mary is going to the tomb, Mary of Magdala, she's going to the tomb, we hear in the Gospel of Mark that she and the other women are saying, well, how are we going to get this stone out of the way? It's huge. It was as if all of the weight of sin and death was placed in that stone that lay in front of the tomb. And we think about what is the weight in our lives? What is the darkness that seems too dark for light to ever conquer? What is the sin that is so bad in our lives we've done all that we can to cover it over and not to think about it because we do not want to have to deal with that? What is the hurt in our lives that we say no one can heal? Where do we say even God can't fix this? That is the stone. And that is where the disciples were at on Good Friday, as every hope in their lives was taken from them. And they said, how can even God fix this? Move that stone, who'll move it for me? I'm weak and alone, who'll set me free? Who can move the stone? Only God alone can move that stone. And when Mary and the others get there, that stone is rolled back. It is as if all of the sin and darkness and death has been broken. Now we can look and see there is nothing, nothing, nothing too great for God to conquer in our lives. But we must surrender it over to Him. We must hand it over and say, Lord, take this. This is too much for me. I cannot bear the weight. Lord, take, receive. There is nothing that is too great. For if He has conquered death, if He has conquered sin, what in our lives is worse than that? He has broken its power. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? We come on this beautiful morning, a bit chilly, but still beautiful. We come on this beautiful morning to this church to worship Almighty God. But for how many of us will it just be another Easter? Another day? Good for celebrating, but then we move on with our lives right after. God desires so much more as He longs for you and for me, for our hearts. In just a moment, we will have a renunciation of sin and profession of faith as we do on every Easter. I invite you, make this new. Make this real. As you proclaim, I do, to each of the questions that I will ask you, speak that I do from the depths of your soul. When we renounce Satan and all his empty works and all his empty show, make it so real, as you say, as it were, to the devil, talk to the hand. And then when we proclaim our belief in our God who is Father, we recognize that He is Abba, He is our Daddy, He takes care of us. There is nothing that is too big for Him, because after all, you know, when it comes to us going against Satan, my dad is bigger than your daddy. My daddy can take your daddy. That we can look and see how our God, who is Abba, who is Daddy, He conquers all. And we pray and we praise and we worship and we say we believe in God the Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And it is He who has come into our humanity, walked our walk, talked our talk, lived our life, died our death, and then rose to new and everlasting life with the Father, breaking the power of sin and death. And so we turn to Him and say, yes, we believe that You can conquer all this death in my life. And we believe in the Holy Spirit. And we say, yes, come Holy Spirit, come deep within our hearts and our souls. Transform us, stir up the power that You have given us in baptism and confirmation. Strengthen us to follow You, to be one with God. Let us make this renewal of our baptismal promises from the depths of our souls and say, Almighty God, take all the crud, all the darkness, all the trash in my life. Fill me with Your love. Fill me with Your peace. Fill me with Your joy. Be resurrected in me so that I may live with You.